If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Welcome to The Chalin Show. Chalin is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Take 27. I've recorded this intro 27 times, trying to get myself to just calm down. I'm like, I don't want to overhype this episode because I don't know if everyone is totally as excited about YouTube as they should be. So let me just tell you this. If you have a message, a business, if you're a singer, if you're a writer, if you're an author, if you're a mom who knows how to do cool stuff, if you own a business and you're having a hard time attracting the right customers, if you want to be discovered, if you'd like to have your own television show, if you'd like to quit your day job sometime, if you just would love to be famous on the internet, this is your episode. You're about to hear from James Wedmore. I've been dying to get this interview because I am a student of James Wedmore. I bought one of his online academies when I realized that there was this incredible opportunity on YouTube. And I'm a smart girl, so rather than spend hours and hours and hours trying to figure that out, I spent a few bucks, bought his academy, and bam, what a difference it made. So I was really excited when he agreed to do the show and share with you some of those basics that you can do today that'll make a huge difference in your videos. I'm talking videos that you've already posted. And for those of you who haven't yet started making videos, how easy it is. Here's my ask. Be a good friend. And right now, click the share button and email this link to anyone you know who either needs to create YouTube videos, has created YouTube videos in the past, has a message, has something that they want to share with people, and either they're not getting views or they don't quite know how to get people to watch their videos, or they have this fear of making videos and you want to help them get over it. Share this episode now. It's free. It's loaded with great information. And as an extra added bonus, there's a part two to this interview where it gets even more rich in content. I can't believe you're getting all this stuff for free. I'm telling you, I invested in his academy and it was worth every single penny. This will be an episode worth every single second of the time that you're listening. So without further ado, James Wedmore. James, it's Chalin. Are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me, Chalin.
I'm so excited. I've been a student of yours for a very long time.
That's amazing. And that just blows my mind when you told me that.
Really?
No way. Yes.
Isn't that such a cool thing that you can help people who help people? Like, you've helped me and I've helped hundreds of thousands of people. So it's amazing to think that times X, how many people's lives you've affected by teaching what you know on video.
And nothing keeps me going quicker and longer than that right there. Than like seeing the impact that you have on someone's life. To me is like, you know, we could write a book on, you know, or do all the research in the world on how to be more productive or how to get more inspired. And it's like, just have someone, the feedback of someone to be like, this is how much you've helped me or inspired me.
Yeah.
Thus inspires you. And I'm just following you on Instagram, Chalin, is so inspiring to me because I get so moved that you hit people from so many different modalities and connect with them on every platform, whether it's video, Instagram, you know, your list or anything. It's just unbelievable. I don't know how you do it all.
You know what's really cool about it that I think people need to know about both of us that we have in common is we're both introverts.
Oh, please. You are not an introvert.
Yes, I am. 1,000%. And the same reason why you're laughing is because an introvert, and I like being around people, but it also wipes me out because I'm so present and I'm so like invested that I would prefer to be in my little cubbyhole or by myself and create a video for the world. I would rather create a video for the world than to be with, you know, a room full of thousands of people.
I'm blown away. I would have never taken you for an introvert.
That's... Yeah. And I think people need to know that because they assume if you're on camera, if you're making videos, you must be super outgoing and you must be an extrovert. And it's one of the reasons why I love video because I'm not. I like people, but I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
I really would much prefer to share my best knowledge with you, you know, in small dosages or video. And that's what we're here to talk about today is for those people who do consider themselves shy or introverted or, you know, I don't know what my message is. I don't know if I sound good or look good on camera. The power of video is so remarkable. And people get that, you know, especially listeners of The Chalene Show, they're using video. But I want to give them the best of the best from the guy who has not just me, but I mean, some of your top line clients are some of the best on YouTube. Can you share some of those names?
Oh, I got a great one for you. His name is Antonio Centeno. And he went through my training. And he said, okay, James, I'm going to do this YouTube stuff. And in 1 year, he committed to 200 videos. So that's a lot. That's more than I would ever ask anybody.
Yeah.
And he made those 200 videos. And if we go look at his channel right now, that was about a year ago. It took him a year and he finished those videos a year later. So it was about 2 years ago he started. He now has over 15 million views and 250,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Dang. And
I interviewed him when he had about 7 or 8 million views. So half the views he has now. And I said, so what? Like a lot of views, you know, there's no view bank that you can go change this in for money. I said, so what has this really done for your business?
Mm-hmm.
He said, he cut me off. He says, James, it has tripled my sales. Tripled my sales.
Oh my gosh.
And he's a great guy. Like I just think he's a smart business owner. He has a military background. So, you know, he's just says he's going to do something and he does it. But he's a little stiff on camera. He's not this like extroverted personality. I feel he's an introvert as well. And he's one of my you know, favorite examples.
Well, I remember when I went through your academy so long ago, you had these like really, really early rudimental videos from B School. I just dropped her name.
Oh, Marie Forleo.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, she, you know, she's just starting to do YouTube. I'm like, oh my gosh, talk about just killing it.
So she came up to me. I'll never forget this. It was August of 2011. And she'd been doing Marie TV for about 6 months, 8 months.
Uh-huh.
And she said, so we're doing this YouTube thing. Lewis Howes connected us. And, you know, obviously, Lewis Howes is a mutual friend of both of ours as well. And Lewis, the connector. And she said, what do you think? Like, you know, do you have suggestions and advice? And I said, you know what, let me send you a list of all the things you can do to just like improve optimization, all the nerdy techie stuff. And I said, but here's my best advice for you, Marie, just keep doing it. Don't stop. Just keep doing that. And she looked me in the eye. She's like, okay, that's what I've been feeling. I'm going to do it. She has now 145,000 subscribers and 11.5 million views. And she has not stopped every single week. Since then, she has uploaded a video without fail.
And another friend of mine, Natalie Jill, she said, you know, who should I look for YouTube stuff? And I'm like, James Wedmore. She's like, that's crazy. That's exactly the course that I just bought. And she's like, I'm going to apply all this guy's stuff. And I think you'd be very proud of her channel. It is killing it.
A million views and 44,000 subscribers.
Go, Natalie. I mean, she just is like, okay, he's telling me what to do. I'm going to do it. She's very, very coachable. She went through your program. So I don't know if you knew that before today, but it's just cool to see how this is possible.
Yes. And I have one. I can't remember her name right now. This is a gal. This is the greatest testimonial. And I know we're going to get into some great content in a second, but you guys really just have to see how easy this stuff has been, how it's still easy and it's still possible. Okay, her name is Yolinda. I'm looking at it right now. She came to me with a couple videos and 20,000 views, maybe 10,000 views, something like that. We have the actual number when she wrote her testimonial in, and she just went through the course. So she wins. So she has a channel that is her name. It's awful. It's like, it's just called Yolanda Soto Lopez. That's her name.
Okay.
And she has videos teaching crafts, so crochet, knitting, sewing, painting. And as of today, she has 268,000 subscribers.
Come on.
And 48 million views.
Come on.
It has changed her life.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And this is in 2 years' time.
That is crazy.
2.5 years at the most. I mean, it's crazy.
So, you know, it is possible, and you can do this very quickly. but there are some myths I think we have to bust. And so what I'd love to do today, James, is really make this super doable for people. I want to dispel a couple of myths, and then I would love to get from you some of the things you just have to do these things. Like they're the things that make a difference.
Yes.
So if we can, I'd love to start with just getting people over that hump. And here's the big one. I don't like the way I look, and I don't like the way I sound on video. And people who make a lot of video, they must be okay with the way they look and sound. And I'm just not, so I'm not going to make videos.
Well, you and I both acknowledge this, that both of us don't like the way we look on video or sound on video.
Right.
So, you know, it's funny today, after hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos, I almost just look at that and I go, who is that guy? That is, you know, who is this like annoying person making all these cheesy jokes? Like, it doesn't even feel like me anymore. And that's the only way I can kind of like sit with it. Otherwise, I would just be like, oh my gosh, I can't hear myself. I can't see myself anymore. So you're going to have to to deal with that.
Yeah.
But in terms of like this stage presence or this video presence, I have a lot of people who come to me with that. They're camera shy. They say they have a face for radio. And the only thing I can say to this is that it is a skill, not a talent or a, like this natural born art that you have. So you just get better at it through the actual practice of it. And all you'd have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is go and find my first oldest videos on YouTube to go ahead and laugh at me, and you would see how far I have come. And it's just practice.
I also would like to recommend some coping techniques that, you know, it's like waking up early. I tell everyone, you've got to start your day early. And I won't lie and tell you there's ever going to be a day that you're excited your alarm went off at 4:45 a.m. But you learn to cope with it, and you learn mm-hmm. how to deal with it. And the way I deal with it is, if I've filmed it, it's out there, and I, you know, it's just done, I don't watch it because it'll bug me if I watch it.
Yeah.
Unless there's something I need to improve, I can watch it to improve. But I already know that once I finish it, I just post it and forget about it. I don't watch my old, I've never watched an old exercise video. I don't watch my, you know, tutorials. I just can't, because it'll bug me. Because I'm a perfectionist. I'm like, oh, I need to redo it. I don't like the way I said that sentence. Why was I moving my mouth that way? What's wrong with my hair? Why did anyone let me wear that outfit? I would do all those things. So my coping technique is film it and forget it.
I'm just laughing because I did the exact opposite. Like 4 days ago, I sat down with a buddy and we watched like 20 of my old videos.
Oh, no.
And I'm the only one that enjoyed them. He didn't.
Was
he
it torturous?
No, for me, it wasn't, because I don't know. Maybe I just have the self-deprecating humor, but I just loved laughing at myself.
Okay, so you did
just,
it for comedy reasons.
It's totally.
That's so awesome.
But I love that. I think that's great advice.
Well, here's the next thing that I think people have to... Or I'd love for you to dispel this myth. Do I need an expensive camera?
So I actually have, hopefully we can include this in the show notes.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan for many reasons of filming with what you got, and what you all have, hopefully in this day and age, is a smartphone.
Yep.
And those smartphones should have a video camera on it. I have the iPhone 6 now, and the camera on there is unbelievable. Now, videographers everywhere are going to...
cringe.
You know, yeah, it, definitely. They don't like when I say this, but you can use your iPhone or whatever, you know, fancy smartphone you have. And hopefully we can include in the show notes, I actually put together a buyer's guide. If you have an iPhone, it's specifically for the iPhone, on what you need. And for like $60-$70, you can get everything from like a microphone to a tripod adapter and a few other little cool things. And we started filming my videos on my iPhone. Like I hire a videographer today because we film so many videos, and I say, no, use the iPhone. It's quicker. It's easier. We don't need to play with all these fancy settings.
Yes.
And he loves it. So
that's great. You know, and the one video, all the videos we've done that are high end, the one video that reached 18 million people is the one I filmed on my iPhone a year ago. You know, go figure.
Yeah, exactly.
But don't forget to turn it.
Oh, yeah, the dreaded black bars.
Yeah, turn that iPhone, people. We'll put links in the show notes to your program, to some great tripods. Like, I have this little tripod that you can slip your That fits in your purse. It's super lightweight. I don't know if you carry a purse, James. I kind of doubt it. But it fits in your bag. It's super lightweight so that you always have it when you're like, oh, I could film a video here really quick. And you can slide just about any smartphone into it. It's like $15.
You know what the greatest thing too is, if you're dealing with lower quality technology and, you know, like on the go scenarios, is Shalene could say, hey guys, sorry for the impromptu video, and I know it's a little noisy outside, but I'm doing this thing right now, and I just thought I really needed to shoot this video and share this idea with you. So like, if you acknowledge what everyone is thinking about, you know, like, hey, sorry for the shaky camera, or, you know, sorry for the plane flying overhead, but I just wanted to get this quick video out to you. All of a sudden, it disappears.
Right.
Like, they have nothing to complain about anyway. So yeah. That's what I do.
It's kind of like the recommendation that Roger Love gives, who's a vocal coach. And he'll say, if you have a really deep, thick accent, rather than trying to make up for it, just explain it in the beginning. Tell people where you're from. Make a little joke and move on. And people love it.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Okay, another myth I want to get to before we get to your great tips is, I don't have a website, or I don't have a following. So how do I ever get people to watch my, and how will I ever grow my account if I don't have a website or a following?
This is why I love YouTube, other than the fact that it's free. So, you know, if you have your smartphone and a YouTube account, it's not going to cost you a dime to get started. But you can literally start getting results without any list, website, following, etc. So you don't have to be a Shalene to get started. In fact, the story I want to tell right now is my little sister came up to me about a year and a half ago and said, James, I want to start a business. And my reply was, no, you don't. But okay, if you do, go through my course.
Yeah.
And because I just said, let me just give her something so she can get her feet wet, you know?
Yeah.
And she does... she's a yoga instructor and she does spiritual energy work. So she created one video where she took her iPhone, stacked a couple of books up. She just, you know, had no tripod, pressed record. She sat on the floor and just started talking for 5 minutes. She uploaded it to YouTube, but she followed some of the stuff that we're going to share with you in a minute. And she got bored. You know, she uploaded that first video. She got distracted, saw a squirrel, walked away, and, you know, oh, I don't want to do a business anymore.
Okay.
And, you know, I won the bet. But I went and checked that video, and in 1 year, that one video had 10,000 views. So.
And did she even know that?
She does now, but she, like, can't put that in context. Like, doesn't really know if that's good or bad.
And so she hasn't done, like, a weekly video since then.
No. That's
wow.
The funniest part. So she had no following, no marketing background, no experience, nothing. She just followed the steps, and we're going to lay out the steps here today. And she got 10,000 views with one video in a year. And the question I ask is what would it look like today if she would have just done that consistently, if done that every single week for a year or 2 years?
Yeah.
What type of results would she have? What kind of audience presence or feedback would she have?
Well, and here's the other amazing thing that people need to take into consideration, especially those people who are in like network marketing or starting their own business or in the service industry, or you have a product that you know helps people. Are you going to meet and spend time with 10,000 people this year? Probably not. But your sister did. Like, if you create great content while you're sleeping, you're spending time with people who are learning from you. You're affecting their lives. And that is the power of video. We get to know you.
Yeah.
You know, we get it. All right, fine. I'm going to make a video. What do I need to do? What are the things that are most important for me to really make this work?
Okay. I'm going to share the five do's that I came up with specifically for the Shalene show. Now, before I share them,
yeah,
let's just make sure people are paying really close attention, because my channel here today, YouTube itself for me and my business is my largest free traffic source. So it's where all the people find me.
What is the channel name so we can find you?
It's just my name, James Wedmore. So youtube.com/ James Wedmore, real easy. Now I have 3.7 million views on my channel, and that's awesome. I'm like really blown away and very humbled by that. I get that there are YouTube stars out there that have millions of views, but what we're going to talk about today is how to do this without having to be a funny comedian or exploit your cute child or your pet in order to do it. But here's the data I want to share. Last year, 2014, my channel did 1.6 million views. Now that's almost half of all the views that I have, and I've been doing this for 4 years. So in last year alone, I experienced what I predict that everybody will have if they follow my fifth do
okay.
Of this, which is to have this hockey stick exponential growth. Now, here's the kicker. 1.6 million views last year I generated, and I only uploaded 5 videos.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
It is an unbelievable YouTube phenomenon. It is the
hockey
stick
explosion. Hang on a second. Hang on 1 second here. You're telling me you went up 1.5, did you say?
1.6.
1.6 with 5 videos?
Yes. Now
I'm all in.
Okay. Now just to make sure I'm clear, I uploaded 5 videos in 2014. Those 5 videos don't add up to 1.6.
All of them do.
My entire channel grew by 1.6 million views.
I don't care. I'm so in. I'm so leaning forward. Let's do this.
Okay. The first do is do the research. And this, if there's only one you learn here today, if there's only one that you get, it's this one. So my sister's video that got 10,000 views without any subscribers, any followers, any list, anything was because she made a video on the topic. How she does spiritual energy work. So she did a video on how to clear the energy of a room. So how to clear bad energy. Okay. And it's just her like with like a piece of sage, like drawing it in circles. And I mean, it's silly, but people were looking for that.
Yeah.
And she made a video on that. The biggest mistake we make is we say, what do I want to make a video about? What do I want to talk about? And that is the wrong approach. It's what is my ideal customer looking for? What questions do they have? YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. So people are searching how to do something.
How do I research that?
How would you research that?
Yeah, okay. Do I start typing?
That is going to be the easiest way. There is a longer way, which can be more effective in the long run because it gives you more data.
Give me just the most basic way for me right now to sit down and figure out what people are searching for.
Literally type it into YouTube. If I would do like lose weight into YouTube, I can just type in the word lose, L-O-S-E, and I'm already getting 10 recommendations of popular search terms that people are already looking for. So lose weight yourself. Lose weight. That's actually a previous term. So I'll do lose weight fast, lose weight in 1 week, lose weight without exercise. These are real terms that people are searching for. So let's do the lose weight without exercise. I'm sure you love,
yes,
you love that.
Absolutely. Put me out of business.
Exactly. So here's somebody, Abigail Kristen, who put this video up a year ago and has 8.6 million views on one video.
Wow.
Because she's ranked number one for how to lose weight without exercise.
Wow.
So we need to take, and so the thing is if I typed in a keyword like,
I see her. Yep.
If we typed in something that doesn't have a lot of views at the top, the first responses, that means probably not the best video to go after. So if the top video has been there for 2 years and has 400 views, don't make a video about that topic. And you don't take the mindset of, oh, there's already a video here with a lot of views. I'm not going to do that. We have taken videos and gotten it to the top spot quick and easy because those people are missing a few elements that we're going to talk about.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so you just come up with a list of like how-tos, like, you know, how to exercise, how to do a push-up, how to jump higher, you know, whatever it is in your space, in your niche.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, the first do is do your research. Don't just say, what do I want to make a video about? Actually, look and see what are people searching for.
Yes.
In my area or in my area of interest or expertise.
Yes.
That's the research. Okay.
It's pretty easy, right?
It's easy. Yeah. But it's so basic that we forget about. We're like, what am I good at? And then we make a video and then try to plug it in. What's your next tip for us?
Do provide the value. So if you make a video, if you listen to this podcast and you go, oh, I'm going to make a video on how to lose weight without exercising. Okay, go ahead, go make that video. But if you don't show me how I can lose weight without exercising, then you have not provided the value.
Mm.
If you do not answer the question that you have proposed, if you do not provide the solution that you have offered in your title and your topic, then you are doing an incredible disservice. And it's, you know, you can think, oh, but that's okay. I'll trick them into buying my stuff. No, because YouTube tracks and chooses who gets to get to the top spots based on how long people stay on a video. So if you're trying to game the system and just, you know, do a bait and switch on people, YouTube will notice if all of your viewers leave in the first 10 seconds and they will drop your video.
Having said that, how do we suck them in right in the beginning so that they do stay?
you know, right out of the gate, a lot of people put their logo in a fancy thing for like 10 seconds. And I say, don't do that. Tell them what you're going to tell them. So if we're staying with, if you don't mind, if we stay with that example of how to lose weight without exercise, I'd say, hi guys, Shalene here. In this video, I'm going to show you three ways that you can start losing weight today without ever lifting a single weight. So stay tuned. You have your little logo pop up and then you get into the video.
Nice.
So it's literally just restating the promise of the video is the most simple way that you get people to stay. This is what we're going to talk about here today. Here's what you're going to get out of this.
There's so many videos that I can't get through the first minute because they're just like, hey guys, and they're making all the excuses why you shouldn't watch. Like, sorry about the fact that I haven't posted in a while and I'm like really tired today and stuff. And you're like, get to the point.
Or they turn it into a commercial and say, hi, I'm James Wedmore. I've been in business for 25 years and I have clients that I service all up, you know, and you're just, no, you're bored.
Okay. So that's a good point. When we start a video, you know, I tend to like quickly give my little bio. Should I just not do that?
Okay, so you can give your bio as long as you've hooked them first.
Ooh, and I like that.
Like I like to do something like here, I'll just give an example of one of mine. So if my video is how to get ranked in YouTube, I'd say, hi, James Wedmore here, author of the YouTube marketing book. And in this video, we're going to show you 7 steps that you can follow right now to get your videos ranked at the top of YouTube so that you can get more views, more exposure, and more customers. Stay tuned. Okay, so I introduced myself. I gave a little bit of an authority credibility. I said, author of this book. And then I said, here is what you're going to learn. And here's the benefit of it.
Brilliant.
Then I would do my little intro piece. You know, I've been teaching YouTube for, you know, 7 years now. And the same strategy I'm going to tell you today is the same strategy I've used in my business. Over 75% of my videos are ranked in the top 3 spots for their prospective keyword phrases. So this strategy works. Let's go ahead and look at it. You know, so I could kind of reinforce my credibility of like, you want to pay close attention because I know what I'm talking about.
Love it. Pretty cool, right? Now, before you move on to part 2, which is loaded with even more answers to your questions, I wanted to give you a few updates from this episode. First of all, I went back to my own YouTube channel and I sure did change a ton of my titles. For example, one of the videos I had created for Payo, I was like, wait, I should have looked to see what people are searching for when it comes to Payo, as opposed to just giving it a cutesy, memorable video name. Like a lot of my videos, I was naming cutesy creative titles, like how I would title a magazine article or a book, but that's not how people search. So when he talks about research, I thought to myself, okay, let's go back and look at some of the videos you've uploaded recently. Think about what's in that video. What's the subject? And what are people searching for when it relates to that particular subject? Then I went back in, edited a video that I'd already created and changed the titles to reflect a name that better suited what people were searching for. And in just 3 days' time, my views have gone through the roof. I'm like, oh, hashtag duh, but it's never too late. That's my point. It's never too late. Be sure to listen to part 2 of this interview. James, if you're listening, thank you so much for the motivation, putting a fire underneath me so I could go back in and apply the things that you've taught. Let me know what you thought about this episode by leaving me a message. You can do that by going to shaleenejohnson.com/podcast. And as always, The Shalene Show is sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. If confidence is one of those things that you know is holding you back, if you'd love to be able to make people feel more comfortable around you, enjoy social settings, have the belief in yourself to ask for what it is you need, to look forward to meeting new people and having these great opportunities that it seems like really outgoing people have, well then, the Courageous Confidence Club is for you. Go check it out. In the meantime, before you do anything, download part 2. You don't want to miss it. So today, I'm not going to say goodbye. I'm just going to say I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pair.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.